Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Roach Valley Radio. My name's Tim Moore. You're listening on a Saturday afternoon to the first Community Corner of 2021. Welcome back. I hope you all had a good year. I hope you all had a lovely Christmas. I hope you've all been staying safe. If this is the first time you've listened to us, if you've just found it, Community Corner is a show which is focused on bringing in people who work for various trusts, organisations, charities, cooperatives, whoever it might be, bringing them in and getting them to talk to us about what it is that they do and how they do it, what they've been doing over the last couple of years, what they've got coming up and things like that. And every so often we have return guests who I am really, really looking forward to getting back in. And today's one of those days. We've got Berry Samaritans in again, who have been on the show numerous times, and it's always an enjoyable hour talking about them because Chris is full of enthusiasm about it. So Chris, it's wonderful to have you back on the show again.
Thank you very much, Timmy. It's really great to be here.
And Kate, I don't think we've... Have we met before?
I did come the last time.
Did you come the last time?
Oh,
God, I feel terrible now.
There were a lot of us last time.
There were four of you turned up last time, wasn't there?
It was, yeah. Who was the guy? Stephen?
Not Darren. Stephen. Darren. And Laura.
Yeah, that was right. How are Darren and Laura? Are they all right?
Yeah, they're still with us. Yeah, they're still volunteering.
Lovely, fantastic. Right, well, we've specifically got you in because you've got a big thing coming up shortly. But I suppose the best thing to do would just be to say, how have you been? It's been 2 years. So you're still based in Bury. There's still a dedicated team there. And we should say, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows what the Samaritans is and what the Samaritans does. But I think your kind of tagline is whatever you're facing, a Samaritan will face you with it.
Yeah, face it with you.
And I would imagine that's been the same over the last 2 years.
Yeah, definitely. And we're here to listen, to help. And we're here 24/7, 365. So a lot of helplines and things close at 8 or 10. And we're here 24 hours a day. 365 days a year.
And you're not just for... The Samaritans isn't just for people who are in a crisis, is it? It's you're there to prevent the crisis from happening in the first place.
Yeah. What we'd really like is for people to ring us when they're feeling upset, emotional, need someone to talk to. That's when we'd like them to ring us. Obviously, sometimes people are very distressed and really do need lots and lots of help and support. But we want people to ring when they're feeling, you know, yes, a little upset or emotional, or people who are very lonely. There are so many very lonely people at the moment.
But you're not just there to kind of listen to people. You also give people skills as well, don't you?
Oh, we do. We give our volunteers lots and lots of skills. Listening skills, IT skills if you haven't got them, because of course we do quite a lot on IT at the moment. And all sorts of knowledge about where to get help from. Because although we don't offer advice, we do signpost people to what we would say are very safe organisations where you can get help. So, you know, if you've got a problem with drugs or alcohol or abuse, or you need some help from systems advice, a legal question, we can signpost you and give you the contact details for all those organisations, lots of them.
And you do go out into the community to work as well. You go to prisons and you go to schools. Sorry, not linking the two of them, but you go to prisons and you go to schools, you go to hospitals. I see a lot of... I do a lot of rail travel, so I see a lot of Samaritans things on the rail network as well.
We do. I mean, we try and get out in the community so that people can see us. Because not everybody obviously knows what we're about. I mean, a lot of people do. We're quite a well-known charity, but you know, we try and get out there. So we go to like Berry's show, you know, when it was on. We have our event this Monday that we're going to come to in terms of Brew Monday. That's another event that we get out into the community about. We have partnerships with some other charities that support people with mental health issues. So yeah, we try and get out and about, you know, as much as we can, just to let people know we're there, what we're about, and that they can contact us.
Okay, so let's talk about the last couple of years then. I would imagine unfortunately, the last 2 years have been very tough on people's mental health. I would imagine the need for your services is kind of, well, you said earlier off air, didn't you? It's gone through the roof.
Yeah, it has. I think if we look at our figures around there, we now answer about 10,000 calls a day for help. And obviously, one in five of those calls has been about coronavirus.
Okay.
Last year, but you know,
What is that? Is that just people who are petrified about it, or is that people who have a genuine concern that it's going to affect their lives?
I think in the early days that it was just about people feeling concerned about the virus, what it might do to them, you know, sort of you know, getting infection, what it might do in terms of their loved ones and such like. But as it's sort of, you know, as it's gone on, I think there are more concerns about the impact of the social distancing and the restrictions that it has on their life, because it has had a massive impact in terms of people getting support for their, you know, their whatever they need, the mental health conditions. And I mean, it, particularly those who have existing mental health conditions, I think have particularly found it difficult to cope, because a lot of supports have been taken away from them. So they're, you know, they're left with fewer supports, more difficulty in getting appointments and such like that.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Everybody's, you know, the organisations who run that kind of support that you're talking about, they've got, you know, they've only got so many resources. And if they're all being redirected to something else, yeah, it is very easy for people to fall into a black hole, isn't it?
It is. And if you think about people who call us, some of it's been mental health support people have needed, but other operations have been postponed or cancelled as well, and therefore people are living with the physical effects of that, which also affects your mental health and affects what you can actually do on a daily basis. You know, so that's really important as well. And also all the loneliness, because you haven't been able to see family, you haven't been able to see your friends. So the isolation and loneliness has gone through the roof.
And the concerns about finance, you know, people may have lost jobs. People may be worrying about being able to get a job when they come back. So, I mean, these are sort of the big issues: family relationships, finance, unemployment, loneliness, isolation, and mental health issues have been the biggest issues, that the most common issues that people talk to us about.
Right, okay, we're going to break for some music and then we'll come back. We'll be back after Kiss. And we're back. Welcome to Community Corner. You're listening to Roach Valley Radio. It's 1:24 in the afternoon and I am joined by the wonderful Chris and Kate from Berry Samaritans. While we were off air, we were just having a really interesting discussion, and I've talked to quite a few people about this now. The sort of changes that you've had to make to your structure because of various reasons over the last couple of years, you know, some organisations have really sort of had to move with the times. And you were talking off air about this national rota that you had that came in, and was that just because it was essential to get cover to make sure that, because Samaritans have to be there 24 hours a day, so regardless of where the service is coming from?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. So what we looked at was wanted to make sure that we were there 24 hours a day. So all branches were allocated what we call our key day. And our key day is where we cover the 24 hours. And that's spread across the northwest for us initially, and then across the UK, so that we do have enough branches to take the calls. Because obviously it's very, very busy. We'd call our sort of hours of need are probably from about 9 or 10 in the evening till about 7 in the morning, because who else do you call? It's okay saying, oh, you know, friends say, call me anytime. But you know, and I know, that people do not ring you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
You know, they don't. So they ring us, and that's why we're here. I think also to stress, you know, because there is a bit of a misconception, you don't have to be suicidal to call Samaritans. So you can ring for other reasons. Obviously, as I said before, distressed, upset. And we have a free call number, which I haven't mentioned yet, surprisingly.
You see, you're out of practice.
Out of practice. So it's 116 123. It's not traced on your phone. You can't track it down on your phone. And it's free 24 hours a day.
And did you say something as well about, is there a special NHS number or something like that?
There is a special NHS number, yeah. I mean, we've been very aware that there's some particular groups that we've been concerned about over the pandemic. I mean, those with pre-existing mental health conditions, young people who faced, you know, rising self-harm and suicide rates in recent years, middle-aged men who are, you know, are predominant, are traditionally the largest group of people who are at risk from suicide, and healthcare workers, because we know that it's been a significant and direct impact on their life as a result of the pandemic, and, you know, concerns in terms of stress, burnout, fears of infecting the family members, anxiety. These are major issues for them. So, yeah, there has been a particular number for healthcare workers has been introduced. And we know as well people in prison, you know, their suicide rates were higher than the general population. And it's obviously been very difficult in terms of increased cell time, reduced activities. So, yeah, there are certain groups who have struggled more during this pandemic than others.
Can we just go back to middle-aged men for a second, being a middle-aged man? Are we really still that bad? You know, over the last couple of years, there has been countless, you know, things that have been set up, projects, you know, Prince William's been talking about it. There's been lots, so much press about how... is there no sign, you know, are there no surveys that say men are getting better at talking about this sort of thing?
I don't know if it's necessarily getting better. I mean, I think there is concerns about the rise in suicide rates of young women. So, you know, hopefully women aren't going to catch up. But men still certainly... It is three to one in terms of the number of people who do end their lives. There is, I mean, one of the issues as well is inequality. You know, the poorer you are, the more likely you are to be at risk of suicide. So, you know, men in a living in a poor area who, you know, with maybe a poor financial situation themselves are about 10 times more likely to end their lives by suicide than men who live in a rich area who have got no financial concerns. So, you know, there's a huge gender and inequality issue, and it is just trying to push that in terms of policy changes and whatever, you know, to try and to do something about that.
What I really like about your organisation, about the Samaritans, is that you are not just trying, you're not just being reactive to this. So you're not just sort of, you know, handling what comes through on the phones, but you do an awful lot of work that people don't necessarily know about when it comes to surveys and it comes to actually talking to people and actually finding out, you know, well, what will make the difference? What would make you, you know, what is going to be able to head this off at the pass? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of, that sort of research, do you... Is there a sort of instant link to then what you can take out to the general public? So if it wasn't for that work that you do behind the scenes, that sort of leads your policies and leads your, you know, the things that you're looking to do in 2022?
Yeah, I mean, we produce these each year, and it's called the 2021 The Samaritans Year at a Glance.
Okay.
Those are all the stats. We provide them to government as well and to other organisations so that all the volunteers can see the difference that they're making. And so some of the things on here, that we train more than 2,000 railway staff. We've engaged politicians and policymakers to try and influence policy. We do workplace training now. So it says that we've reached more than 3,658 employees in workplaces with our support and helping coping with things. We answered 20,000 calls from NHS and social workers during the pandemic, and we had 36,000 calls from prisons. So you see how much time and effort is taken to produce, to both answer and deal with all that stuff and then produce the stats that go with it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And what did you just say? 36,000 calls from prisons?
360,000.
Sorry, 360,000. That's calls. A phenomenal amount, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I know you are only sort of, you're fully dependent on grants and on donations and things like that, aren't you? And you were saying as well, you've had a couple of grants over the last that you'd like to say thank you for.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all our money for running our branch comes from donations and fundraising, by and large.
By the way, I love the fact Christa's handed over to you. Sit back, arms crossed.
I have my fundraising expert here.
I'm not sure about expert, but yeah, I mean, normally, I mean, we have to raise about 18,000 a year, and just do it all by sort of fundraising and donations. So obviously, during pandemic, we couldn't do that, any community fundraising. So obviously there was a recognition that charities were being badly affected, so we were able to apply to Forever Manchester, also another trust, Albert Trust and Albert Hunt Trust, and also the Lottery Awards for All, and we got grants from each of them, which allowed us to just continue paying our running costs, because that's the big, you know, the cost for us. Fuel and telephone costs and insurance and these, you know, not very exciting things, but without them, you know, we don't have a branch where we're not able to get in there. So yeah, we've done a lot, and one of our volunteers also did a lot of online suicide prevention training, and we got some grant for that. So we have done well, but we do rely heavily on donations and fundraising for getting our money.
So obviously every organisation that comes in here, including ourselves, you know, fundraising over the last 2 years, you know, I haven't shaken a bucket in anger for, you know, for a very long time. Yeah. It's been really difficult. So have you been looking at other ways of getting funds in, like online and things like that?
Well, yeah, we have. If you go to our website, Berry Samaritans website, then there's a donate button, and we use the Enthuse, the online platform for charities. We also, we're hoping to introduce, it's like a donor, the donor text, you know, where you text a number to text to a number, and you know, that gives some money to Samaritans. So, you know, our plan is that there are various sort of raising awareness days that are more relevant to Samaritans, like, you know, Talk to Us or Self-Injury Day or, you know, the World Suicide Prevention Day. And on these days on our website, we'll, you know, sort of have a bit of blurb about that and ask people to donate, recognising that, you know, what we are doing to support those people.
Right, wonderful. Okay, we're going to break for some more music, so you two can have a drink. Don't worry, I'll get Chris to do some of the heavy lifting in the next minute.
<That's fine>.
He did really well there, Kate. So we'll be back after this. Sorry, we were just having a really nice chat off air. I do apologise. I forgot Rihanna was about to finish. Welcome back. You're listening to Community Corner on Roach Valley Radio. It's 1:40. Right, time is marching on and there's a whole host of things that we still need to talk about. Why are you mouthing at me?
Monday.
There we go. The microphone's open. It's not a visual medium. Right, okay. Hang on a minute. I'll skip two pages forward in my notes. Let's do Brew Monday. So, turn Blue Monday into Brew Monday. Why is Monday the 17th Blue Monday?
Well, I think it's like they suggest that that's the day, you know, you're after, it's after Christmas, you're back in work, you know, bills have come in, you maybe not got your wage yet, and it's a day that everyone's feeling blue. So it's Samaritans, it's like a take on that. But we also know that, you know, people can be feeling blue at any time. So, you know, it isn't just about the Brew Monday day. And what we know is that, you know, just taking time to have a cuppa with somebody, time to talk to somebody, that can make a difference. So it's just about pushing the idea of taking time to be with somebody else. Maybe you think somebody's not having such a great time, take time to be with them, have a cuppa, and that's sort of the whole thing behind it. So we have our tea bags. We have lots of tea bags.
Thank you very much for the tea bags, by the way. Much appreciated.
And we are going to pass them around, sort of different organisations, you know, that support people with mental health issues, so that, you know, that they can have that, to food banks and such like. So this is what we'll be doing over the next 10 days or so.
So people can host their own Brew Monday events, right?
They can, yes. There's some details on site, on the Samaritans website, about how you host your own. Or you can just get some people together for a cuppa and just do it yourself.
Yeah.
We've got sort of, it's just really about making time for people, making sure that, you know, you can cheer somebody up by sending them a funny message, by giving someone a call that you haven't spoken to for a while, by asking someone just how they're feeling, by saying thank you to someone who's done something for you, because we all know a thank you goes a long way. And really by just taking the time to listen. And we have on our website our Shush Listening Tips, which is... show you care.
Your Shush Listening Tips.
Shush Listening Tips.
My boss could do with those. Hand over the Shush Listening Tips. David, I hope you're listening. Hang on a second. Show you care. That's me. Have patience when I get the sound levels wrong. Use open questions. Say it back and have courage. So where have these come from then? Are these...
These have been developed a couple of years, several years now, actually.
Yeah, how many years have you been doing this for?
Ooh. Oh, well, Samaritans has been gone since 1953, and in Bury, we've 40 years. We're
celebrating 40 years this year.
I saw the cake. I knew there was something that I meant to mention to you. No, but I meant the Brew Monday.
I think it's been about 5 years, maybe. We don't know.
Something like that.
It's just trying to, you know, because it can be difficult to open a conversation with somebody if you feel that they're, you know, not so good. So with some listening tips as well, haven't we?
Yes,
that you know, can help people just sort of, you know, give them a little bit of extra confidence that they can talk to somebody if they're a bit worried about them and what they might be able to say, because you never want to think you're going to make them more upset. But so there are some little tips that we have, and we'll have them on our website as well.
Yeah,
it's not bad tips for interviewing people either this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Using open questions. So tell me more about that.
Well, can you give me a specific example?
Yes, no answers. It's easy to cut off a conversation.
Yeah, but when someone worries about things, sometimes they find it difficult just to say anything. So if you work with somebody or it's a member of the family, perhaps you notice something's not quite right. They feel a bit, they look a bit sort of agitated. They're not replying properly. They feel a bit restless. So How do you open up that conversation then? Choose a good time and somewhere that's appropriate. So, you know, not when you're just going to walk out through the door. Oh, how are you feeling? You okay? Bye. I mean, yeah. No. Choose a good time. Ask people how they are. I've noticed you look a bit upset or a bit distracted. And when you're being a good listener, eye contact is really, really important. It's really good to focus completely on the person. We can all get distracted when people talk to us sometimes, but make the time to listen and to really listen, what we call active listening. And then ask somebody what they would like to do. Would they like some help? Do they need some help from somewhere else? Do they, you know, do they know where to go for help? Can anyone else help them? You could recommend Samaritans, GPs, other places where people normally get help from. But it's about taking that time. The thing that people say to us when they call us on the phone is, A, we give them time, and B, we genuinely listen. And that's the feedback that we get.
I think this last point you've got on here is a really interesting one. This have courage, don't be put off by a negative response. Because I think we all know people who you kind of look at them and think, you're not quite right. But you ask them, they're like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'm all right. And there is this sort of British thing, isn't there, about, yeah, you know, being a bit reticent about, yeah, opening up.
Fine, I have a different definition for fine.
Okay.
Feelings could be irrational, neurotic, emotional. Could be all those things or one of those at different times. And when people say fine, that's what I think. Are they feeling irrational, neurotic or emotional? Because fine doesn't really work.
That's really good. Well, like a good acronym. All of a good acronym. Right, okay. So Brew Monday is on this Monday, the 17th. There are lots of resources on the Brew Monday website, which you can get to. What's the Brew Monday website? Is that...
Well, our Samaritans website.
We're at Samaritans website.
Yeah, right, okay. I go to our Samaritans website, yeah, and stuff
on there. There's loads of stuff on there. Berry Samaritans are also going to be spreading the Brew Monday warmth with tea bag deliveries to local food banks as,
yes,
well. Is this right? So where will we find you on Monday then?
Well, we're hoping to, the organisation supporting sisters, we're going to give some food and tea bags to them. We're going to give some tea bags to the Very Active Women's Centre. And we've also in past times given to the Trust Food Bank, Trust House Food Bank, and our organisation that we work with, Creative Living Centre, we'd given to them. So yeah, I mean, we've sort of covered quite a few, trying to sort of across north and south and the middle of Bury. So we have a bit of time, because obviously they're not always open every day of the week. We have a bit of time to sort of get those deliveries done, yeah, over the next,
yeah,
week.
And we're going into the Big Fandango as well, which is community arts group,
yes,
that started up, and we're going in there on Monday as well with some tea bags for them.
They seem to be doing a lot of stuff at the Big Fandango,
yeah,
at the moment.
They are,
they're,
yeah,
very,
yeah,
very active at the moment,
yeah.
Which
Rebecca's
is,
really good,
which is fantastic, yeah. I need to get her on here, really,
yeah, you, yeah, do.
Rebecca, if you're listening, start answering my calls.
I'll tell her on Monday,
yeah,
too. Okay,
tell her on Monday to come in. Well, that sounds fantastic. That sounds great. So if you want to know more about it, go to the Samaritans website. So Monday the 17th of January, the Samaritans are turning Blue Monday into Brew Monday. We will be back to wrap up after this song. Welcome back. Well, that hour has gone absolutely nowhere. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you both in. Thank you so much for coming in. Kate, you did say there were some more people that you wanted to say thank you to.
We did, yeah. I mean, what we do every year is sort of we get hampers together and we put them in pubs, and obviously we didn't last year. We have done this year, and we're really grateful to all those pubs around Bury that have taken them. Because we didn't the year before, we had an organisation, Fragrance Oils, who normally supports us, and they actually gave us a donation anyway. So I really appreciate the support we got. And a lady who made these lovely rainbow bows around the time of the pandemic to show support for the NHS. I mean, she made loads of them, and all the money came to us, and it was about £1,000. I mean, it's fantastic, you know, the support we've had. Bury Music Centre, they support us with, you know, putting on concerts, and we hope we have a concert maybe this springtime with them. I mean, so, you know, we are really supported well by people, and we're more than happy if anyone wanted to run a marathon for us or do a cycle thing or something like that. You know, we can supply the t-shirt and support if anyone wants to do that.
I did see this.
Can I add one group to that, Tim? Is that all right?
Of course you can. It's your show.
Holy Cross have just donated some money towards us. They've spent, because they weren't in school, they spent less on Christmas and Christmas decorations, and so they gave us a donation about a couple of weeks ago as well.
Oh, how nice. Yes. That's very nice. And they're just down the road from you. And they're just down the road from you. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, going back to the marathon, somebody did a Samarathon. Well, quite a few people did Samarathons last year, didn't they?
Did. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've had it 2 or 3 years now. It seems to be a bit of a thing in our branch that, you know, we have to do it. So it's like, what we decide to do is the walk the 26 miles, I mean, walking, not running, walking the 26 miles all sort of around Bury and a bit sort of our environs as well. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it brought in a couple of thousand, and obviously we could do it in a socially distanced way. So we were able to carry on doing that through the pandemic. And we do it on the one day, the 24th of July, because it's like 24/7, which is what our, you know, what we're about, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, it's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been great to see you both.
Thank you.
And we will get you again. It won't be another 2 years, trust me.
No.
We will get you in at some point soon. If you want any more information about Bury Samaritans, they are very, very active on Facebook. There is a Samaritans website that you can find them through. There are all sorts of ways and means. And listen, honestly, don't forget, if you, whatever you're facing, a Samaritan will face it with you. And if there is something that you need to talk about, if you want to talk to somebody about it, then please do so. They will be there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That was Bury Samaritans. Thank you very much for listening to Community Corner this week. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. We will be back next week. There will be various adverts to tell you who we will have, because I can't remember off the top of my head. And yeah, look after yourselves, and I'll see you in a week's time.